And with that, we bring in the one and only Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity. And he has plenty to talk about today, including Stockton College and anti-Semitism. It's just incredible, the things that are going on. Good morning, Seth.
Yes. There are many things going on in the country and the world that have nothing to do with Trump. And maybe we should be talking about some of those things. Anyway, I'm calling from Florida, where either you may say that's the hope of the country, or you may say we feel like we're on the back of the Titanic as it's going down. But, you know, so far things are pretty good. The lights are still on. The buffet table is still open. But anyway, even though I'm in Florida, Liberty and Prosperity meets with or without me every Saturday, 9:30 to 10:30. And anybody is welcome to talk about the issues of what they think is important and how we apply the basic principles of liberty to what's going on in America in New Jersey today. And everything I want to talk about but never get to talking about is all posted at libertyandprosperity.com. And if you don't see a topic on the homepage, just search, just put the word of the topic you're looking for. We have hundreds of articles which really apply to what's going on right now. And if you agree with what we're doing, please click the Twitter icon or the Facebook icon or copy and paste the link and share this with your friends through social media or through email. I guess the most important issue today, of course, this is the Jewish Passover. And it's the Christian Holy Week, ending up with Easter on Sunday. And probably the most important and disturbing statistic that I've seen in the past month has been they took a poll about 50 years ago about how important America was in your life. And 70% of Americans back in the 1970s said America was a good country and was important in our life. And now only 30% feel that way. People thought that their religion was important in their life. Two-thirds of Americans, now only a third. People used to think their family was important in their life. Now only a third feel that way. So now we have two-thirds of Americans today have no attachment to America, no attachment to religion, no attachment to their family. And we wonder why things aren't working out. Now, you know, one of the good things about, you know, Passover and Easter, you know, we don't have to say happy holidays in most languages. In Italian, Spanish, most European languages, the word for Easter is Pascua, which comes from the Hebrew word Pesach, to pass over. It reminds us how the Hebrew slaves won freedom because the perfect lamb was sacrificed and the blood was put on the doorpost, and, you know, the 10th deadly plague passed over the children of Israel, and the Hebrew slaves were set free. And, of course, in Christianity, the same idea about how everybody was freed from sin and given redemption because of the sacrifice of the Lamb of God, the death and resurrection of Jesus. So the two holidays are related. But, of course, both Easter and Passover are not politically correct, because Passover reminds us that Hebrews were once slaves, that many other people in the ancient world were slaves, gained their freedom, and rebuilt their lives by following the basic principles of the Bible and the Ten Commandments. And we have this propaganda in America that nobody in world history was ever a slave except black people in America. And so that's why the holiday, the Jewish holiday of Passover, is now inconvenient. And Easter, the idea that there's good and evil in every person, and that people do bad things, people sin, but they learn from their sins, that they're forgiven and they're redeemed, and they could build a better life learning from their mistakes. That's also politically incorrect. We're taught this nonsense, or our kids are taught this nonsense, that certain people are oppressors and certain people are victims, and no matter what, you always are what you were born into. And it's just a horrible way of life, and it's destroying this country, it's destroying the world. So we have to get back to our basic Bible ideas. of the Ten Commandments, of forgiveness, of redemption of sin, of when you make mistakes, you make a better life for yourself afterwards, and you treat others as you want to be treated, love your neighbor as yourself. So I think it's important as we go talking about the day-to-day politics that we remember these basic values that created our country and understand that we're not going to get the America that you and I grew up with unless we get back to some of these basic values.
What are you discussing with regards to Stockton? I saw something on the website this morning, and I wasn't sure what your issue was, but you want to talk about that?
Well, the issue is this. As I guess many people don't know that, but Richard Stockton was just a true American hero from New Jersey. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was a prosperous, successful lawyer. After he signed the Declaration of Independence, like all the 56 men who did, the document that declared that we're all created equal and endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, the first country to be in the world to be based on those ideas. So Richard Stockton, after he signed the Declaration of Independence, he went on a mission for 4 months to go around the colonies to help build up the militias and prepare for the war against England. When he came back, he was betrayed, and he was sent into a British prison ship in New York Harbor in the middle of the winter, given starvation wages, and was on the verge of death. His family and George Washington personally intervened to get him released. And as part of the release, he promised that he would not fight the King of England anymore. But his health was broken and he died a few years later. The other interesting thing about Richard Stockton was that he, as a Quaker, he and his whole family were really leaders of the movement to end slavery in America. He didn't own slaves. He didn't work slaves. He didn't have anything to do with people who wanted slaves. But he was like an Oscar Schindler. He would legally buy black slaves to get them out of slavery, but then train them and give them an education and set them free so they could have independent lives. So it's just a great American, very much like our own Oscar Schindler. So anyway, a week ago, you have a bunch of unnamed Stockton professors sent an email to all 8,000 Stockton students saying that Richard Stockton was a traitor to America because he pledged loyalty to the king, and he was a slave owner who enslaved people. And because of that, it's not appropriate for Stockton University to be named after such a horrible man. And so they were doing to the 8,000 students, they said, take part in an online election to decide what new name to be given to Stockton University based on the principles of diversity, equity, inclusion, and social justice. And they suggested several other names. So that happened a couple days ago. As you probably know, Liberty and Prosperity, we publicized this, as did Harry Hurley and as did the WPG radio website, and it caused a real uproar. So yesterday, Harvey Kesselman, the president of Stockton, got on the Harry Hurley program and said, oh, no, we're not changing the name of Stockton. We'll never change the name of Stockton. Where are you getting this horrible idea? Who's giving you this misinformation? So is this the end of the matter? No. I would like to know the names of the professors, this unnamed faculty committee on Stockton, or faculty senate committee, who sent out this email. And I think it's also important that we send the same 8,000 students who got these lies about Richard Stockton enslaving people and being a traitor, and that the college is named after this horrible man. I think that Stockton has an obligation to send an email telling the truth about Richard Stockton and repudiating the lies, because we see how you change the perception of reality. So if all the founders of our country are evil, then our country must be evil. But if the leaders of our country are being lied about, they're really good people, good role models, that changes the way the politics works. So that's what's going on with Stockton.
And Harvey Kesselman will be on our show next week.
Okay, well, I was wondering what his plan... Because, see, I'm in Florida, so I didn't hear his interview with Harry Hurley, so I don't know how he explained it. Whether, you know, did these professors go rogue? Did they do all this stuff for months and months about renaming the college, and the president of the college didn't know about it? Or did Harvey know about it from the beginning, and now he's just backpedaling because of the bad publicity? And does Harvey Kesselman intend to allow students to learn the truth about Richard Stockton, that basically he was the Oscar Schindler of New Jersey when it came to ending slavery in America?
Well, that's we'll certainly ask him that, but he'll be on next week. So yeah. We want to stay tuned for that.
Yes, I'll have to hear. But it's like saying that we don't want to name anything after Oscar Schindler because he enslaved Jewish people during the Holocaust. You know, heck, if it hadn't been for Oscar Schindler, they all would have been dead.
That's right.
So, yes, in difficult times, you do things that look bad in hindsight, but if you know the truth, you appreciate it. The other thing that's going on is, you know, of course, with Trump. And there's no doubt about it that Donald Trump is being charged with political crimes, has nothing to do with the evidence, has nothing to do with the law. So then the question happens, well, you know, when you talk about a political crime, this was not the George Soros prosecutors in Georgia and Washington and New York doing this on their own. It's all coordinated. It's all done by the Democratic organization from Biden on down. And the other thing about Democrats, as we often mention, they don't do anything by accident. When they do something, they do focus groups, they do political polls, they do surveys. So they know exactly how the politics is going to play out before they do something. And they know that by doing this prosecution against Trump, that many, many Republicans are coming out to support Trump, but the rest of the country, the Democrats and the independents, hate Trump more than ever, and they're doing that deliberately. So when you have a political prosecution or political crime, how do you deal with it? So, you know, there are some who say, well, we have to rally behind Trump because it's, you know, that it's unfair what they're doing to him. And I would say that probably 80% of our group agrees with that. But of course, I'm on the 20% end that says, no, when you have a when you're getting hit with political crimes, the only way to stop a political crime is to win politics, to start winning elections. And the only way, unless you believe that Donald Trump, if he runs in 2024, is going to carry Pennsylvania, is going to carry Georgia, going to carry Arizona and Michigan and Wisconsin, the states he has to win, states he did not win in 2020. And if you're going to say that if you have the election over again, Trump's going to win those states, you know, then I guess you could support him for president. But if you believe that he won't, then you have to get somebody like a Governor DeSantis of Florida who actually plays the game the way the Democrats do. He doesn't just do stuff. Before Governor DeSantis does anything, he does his focus groups. He does his polling. He checks out how he's going to present it in the media. And that's why he's been successful in Florida, where other Republicans have not been successful. And I guess the final point, if you want to talk about this propaganda war in action, just look at what's going on in Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee. You have a transgender girl in her 20s still living at home. She's pumped up on drugs, saturated with this hate Christian, hate America, hate the establishment propaganda. She goes to a school, a Christian school, and kills six people. And she, if you want to know why she did it, well, she wrote a manifesto. And that manifesto is in the hands of the Nashville police. It's in the hands of the FBI. But they won't tell you what that manifesto says. And it's been about 2 or 3 weeks. Why? But what they are doing is they're saying they're saying, oh, this is all causing hatred against transgenders. And it's to forget about the six Christians that were murdered because of the hate propaganda of the Democrats We have to worry about the rights of the transgenders. And then at the Tennessee legislature, you actually had an insurrection. You had hundreds of people block the legislative process from passing a bill that would make it illegal to give transgender puberty blockers and all sorts of drugs to people, kids under the age of 16, to do these sex change operations and to do the mutilation of removing the breasts of 14-year-old girls. But yet no one's talking about the issue. They're talking about this mob that was created and the Republicans trying to do something about that mob. So isn't it amazing that when you have a handful of people in Washington, D.C., they're insurrectionists that have to be locked up for years without trial on January 6th, but yet you do the identical thing in a state capital like Tennessee, and if you try to protect the legislators, you're called suppressing free speech. So this is how we have to get our handle on the propaganda war.
Real quick, there was an incident, anti-Semitic incident, in Philadelphia. They distributed flyers throughout the public transportation system. Did you see that?
No. Well, I don't know, but when you never know with these so-called hate crimes. It's amazing when you have a hate crime against Jews, where Jews are being murdered, like in Muncie, New York, or in Jersey City, or on the subway in Brooklyn, New York, or where you have a guy with a machete beating up and slashing Jews in Lakewood, New Jersey. When there's actually violence against Jews, 95% of those are done by people who are black or Muslim, and yet you don't hear a word about, and of course you have the transgender hate and murder of Christians. You never hear the Anti-Defamation League or this Southern Poverty Law Center talk about that hatred by blacks or Muslims or transgenders against Jews and Christians. So now you say, oh, well, there's an anti-Semitic flyer in Brigantine, where there's an anti-Semitic flyer in Philadelphia. Well, who's doing that? And my whenever you have a Jussie Smollett type of thing with these fake hate crimes, they want to blame so-called white supremacists. They want to blame the extreme right. But the real hatred against Jews and against Israel is coming from Democrats, the left, blacks, and Muslims. And if you don't know who's doing something, my favorite phrase, the ancient phrase, qui bono, who benefits? Who benefits from claiming that there's anti-Semitism coming from the extreme right? And it just annoys me, and I see at my own synagogue, mostly in the conservative and the reform synagogues, fall for this nonsense. But I think in the Orthodox synagogues, most Jews know who our real friends are and who our real enemies are.
Well, I saw that, and I thought you'd want to comment on it, and you sure did.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so I wish I could say more, and I can't say I'm late for my meeting because I'm in Florida. So if you want to come and on a Saturday morning and talk something, you know, get a word at Edgewise because Seth Grossman isn't there, especially talking about the Trump versus DeSantis. Good time to go at Sal's Cafe on New Road and by Groveland Avenue in Summers Point. But again, please go to libertyandprosperity.com. Please share our stuff if you like it. And if you don't like it, please contact me and maybe we'll do something different. And please, we also need your financial support. You could donate on the website, libertyandprosperity.com. But happy Easter. Really have a great holiday, a blessed holiday. And again, we don't have to say for Passover, we don't have to say happy holidays. We just say it in Italian, hey, happy Pasqua. It covers
okay.
Both Easter and Passover. All right?
Good. Yeah, I'm glad you brushed up on your Italian. Thanks. 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 Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity, the website libertyandprosperity.com. A lot of good things on that as well.